Britney Spears, you're in trouble for driving without a license.
How was I supposed to know?
Are you aware the last time you were fined for driving at an unsafe speed?
Yeah.
And you were also driving without proof of insurance, so that's a second offense.
I think I did it again.
And you know what that makes you? You do realize I'm gonna have to slap you with another ticket. I'm tempted to cuff you and throw you in the back of the squad car.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep. Breaking news, everybody. Good morning. Welcome. Hi, it's the Mark and Kim Show. 5:56 on this Wednesday morning, 11th day of October, 2023. Britney Spears in trouble with the law for driving one more time. Hit me, baby, one more time. Pulled over by Chips, California Highway Patrol.
Wait a minute.
41-year-old princess of pop.
Use your farm.
Wouldn't she be the Knight of Knives or something? What is she? That'd be somebody with that. She's nicked herself again, and then she deleted the video quickly. For the fear that the police would show up at her house to do
a
welfare check after she had sliced and diced herself up before, as Britney is just all, y'all wanted free Britney, here you have it. Now she's on the road. Remember when she had her child?
I do.
In the front seat while she was driving the car.
Not just in the front seat, on her lap.
Yeah. And so, yes, busted unsafe speed last year, just pulled over and ticketed for driving without a license or proof of insurance on her car. You and your girlfriend
I had proof of insurance. I had a license.
Uh-huh.
I had all those things.
Right. I've done a little comedy remix this morning from that little montage you just heard of all the Britney Spears songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and relax, Kim.
Oh, no. Why do I think this is going to be anything but relaxing?
Might be all about you, my dear. Kim Hansard.
You're in trouble for driving without
proper registration.
How was I supposed to know?
Are you aware that last time
in Oak Ridge,
you were fined for driving at an unsafe speed?
Yeah.
And you were also driving without
common sense.
So that's a second offense.
I think I did it again.
And you know what that makes you?
Yep,
you do
you.
Realize I'm going to have to slap you with another ticket.
Oh, well.
Leave Britney alone.
Hold on. Let me remix that. Hang on.
Leave
Kim
alone.
So people are saying, leave Kim alone. Sweet. Our sweet Kim.
Our sweet Kim.
Our sweet Kim. No, your sweet Kim is toxic.
Thank you, people.
As hell. Doesn't learn a lesson to save
Kim
her.
Kim does learn lessons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When caught by the speed camera in Oak Ridge, you thought, okay, I can go 67 into 45 now?
It's been several years. Eli was like seven.
What does this have to do with your son? Name dropping.
Yeah.
No, it's just been 11 years.
Okay.
Eli.
Mm-hmm. Blame him, I'm sure.
No, I'm not blaming him.
I'm sure.
It's not his fault.
All right. Good morning. Yes, man, with his shirt full of shirts.
Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shirt that has
polo with pictures of polos on it.
You are way.
It's kind of cool.
I've never seen anybody into branding as much as you're into branding.
Yeah.
I mean, just truly, I've never seen anybody so brand conscious, especially for polo. Are you a son of Ralph Lauren that we don't know about? Have you met him at somewhere? Do you owe him money? Is there something?
I would hope.
That'd be
pretty cool.
You've been paying him off for years. I can tell you right now, you've been buying every shirt that he has ever made. And he made a polo shirt with polo shirts on him.
As ridiculous as it is.
Like little drawings of polo shirts.
Yeah.
Are you a brand ambassador?
Yeah, huh?
You would think.
No.
I should get a stamp or something.
A stamp?
Stamp of approval.
A stamp of approval.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. Good morning. Welcome. It's 72 for the high today. It's a little cooler today, but warmer tomorrow. About 80 tomorrow. Drops into the weekend, as we'll see, 76 on Friday, 71 on Saturday, 60 for the high on Sunday, 60 again for the high on Monday, and it looks like we're in the 60s all next week. Lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about. This is the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1 at 6 o'clock. Starwater 2.1, 6:07 on the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. We got a Facebook post up now we're going to get into a little bit later this morning, and y'all are just gross. Just telling you right now, some of you are fun and funny. Some of you are just gross. Some of you just love double entendre. And the Facebook post is simple. Are you a squisher or are you a scooter? And feel free to jump into that if you should we give some context or should we wait? So if anybody wants to jump into that, you can. Are you a squisher? Are you a scooter? And
I thought it was fun to just leave it just to see what happened.
And we had that happen. We had that happen. So my wife and I are in a bit of a fight at the house. I will say a disagreement. I will say, I can't believe you do this and I do something else. She's a squisher and I'm a scooter.
Same at my house.
Mm-hmm. And of course, people took it the absolute wrong way when I said, if I'm a scooter, does that mean...
Oh. Not
scooting my butt across the carpet like Toby the dog.
Yeah, hope not.
No, and squish. So it's about insects. All right? It's about insects. Spiders specifically. We'll get into that with the Mark and Kim Show coming up a little later this morning. But first, new music from Tate McRae. This is called Greedy on Star 102.1. Star 102.1, Tate McRae. It is the Mark and Kim Show. Win a drip session from Kim's friends at Prime IV Hydration and Wellness when you text the keyword IV. 2865-656-7827. Keep your body hydrated with a drip session from Prime IV Hydration and Wellness. It's a $165 value, everybody. Did you see that if you didn't like the ending of Seinfeld, you should just shut up and go away?
No, you shouldn't. It was awful. Did anybody really like that ending?
Well, here's the problem, if you think about it, and there's more to this story here in a second, but nobody likes the ending of anything they like. Okay.
No, there's sometimes the ending is, I mean, you don't like it. Okay. You don't want to see
the
it
biggest,
end.
The three biggest endings in the last 20 years, and they've all been a problem. The ending of Seinfeld, the ending of Game of Thrones, and the ending of, one more, I have it written down here, Sopranos.
Yeah.
Sopranos, yeah. Game of Thrones, and Seinfeld.
Sopranos is awful.
Well, it just left you hanging. And then now we've got no follow-up, so we don't know what happens, and I won't give anything away. I will not, I don't spoil. Game of Thrones, people want that reshot. Sopranos, they want some follow-up. What happened? But let your mind work. Just figure it out. He's a mob boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mob boss. What do you think happened? Well, Jerry, Seinfeld, had one of the most controversial finales in history of television. And if you didn't like it, there's some interesting news. At the end of a stand-up gig in Boston over the weekend, Jerry did a Q&A, and someone asked him if he was happy with the way the show ended. And he should just say, God, get over it. But he dropped a bombshell. He dropped a bombshell. Quote, I have a little secret for you about the ending. Something is going to happen that has to do with that ending. Hasn't happened yet. And just what you are thinking about, Larry David, the other co-creator, and I have also been thinking about it. So you'll see. We'll see. You think it's going to be just like they're not going to redo the ending?
No.
But a reunion show? I mean, Frasier's getting ready to hit Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
A whole new season of Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Richards can't get a job. I wonder if they would bring him back to Seinfeld after his complete canceling after he went on a racist tirade on stage.
I think they would.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has had several shows that have been hits, I don't think she's in anything right now. She's not in Veep. I think that's over. The Secret Life of Christine or something like that. I don't even know what it was called. Something with Christine. That's done. That flopped, actually. What's Jason Alexander doing? He's not doing anything. Jerry's, I don't even think Comedians in Cars Getting Coffees on anymore.
And
I don't think he's doing any more episodes. If he has, I haven't seen them. I mean, why not? I mean, it'd be kind of cool, like a catch-up. Like, they're still in their apartment. Kramer's still across.
Yeah.
Just do one more episode if you have to.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to.
But then people wouldn't be happy because they want it to just go on forever.
Well, everything.
But it would be better than that ending. I mean, even though you don't want it to end, you want it to end better than it did.
Right.
That's the thing.
Well, what bothered you about it?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the show. But
why do you keep co-signing it?
No, because I know how it feels to have a show that you're very much interested in, and then it's like you had no closure.
All right, name one.
The Office.
It closed up nicely. Michael left the show, and then the last season sucked. You didn't watch it. That's all you needed to know, right? Star 102.1, sneaking up on the breast cancer walk happening. We want you to get involved in making strides against breast cancer. Log on to star1021fm.com. Register your team. It's going to be at the walk is going to be at the Cove at Concord Park on October 15th. Register on site or online. Either one. It's going to be a great event.
I have a digi-seed that's going to touch you.
It's already touched me. It's already broken my heart. We'll get into that next after Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado. Keep going up on Starwater 2.1, 628 on this Mark and Kim show. Clouds increasing, temperatures cooler today. We're only getting 72 out of the day into the 60s by next week. Oh, actually, by Sunday. Sunday is next week. 60 on Sunday, 60 on Monday, 60 again on Tuesday. Overnight lows into the 40s.
Well, did you see where Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton and Mark's wannabe girlfriend is fighting for her life in ICU? And this came out of nowhere.
Is she my wannabe girlfriend, or do I want her to be my girlfriend?
You want her to be your
girlfriend. So she doesn't want to be my girlfriend.
Well,
maybe she does now because I've got health insurance.
Yeah.
can you bring your girlfriend in to your plan that you're on? Oh, actually, I'm not. See, I'm on my plan individually. I guess I could.
So I guess you could bring her in as a dependent. Right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But maybe I could adopt her. That'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it? Yeah. Before we go too far, just understand this is gonna devolve into her making fun of me for what I did in 1984. 1984 as an 18-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. After watching Mary Lou Retton compete in the 1984 Olympics and win gold medal. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell us what's wrong with Mary Lou Retton.
Well, she has pneumonia. She's battling pneumonia.
A rare pneumonia. Yeah. Not just pneumonia, a rare pneumonia.
And she's fighting for her life. She's in the ICU, and her daughter not telling a whole lot because she wants to protect her mom's privacy. But the gist of it is that she's fighting for her life in the ICU, and she somehow does not have insurance. And
does she have a job?
Well, apparently not. And I guess I always thought, I don't know. I guess I thought she had a job or did stuff.
I found out last night. I didn't realize this. Maybe I'd heard it along the way. Maybe you'd at some point inform me, you know, Mary Lou Retton's free again. Because she was married to a former UT quarterback, not Tennessee, sorry, Texas, a Texas quarterback named Shannon Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they weren't together. They've got four kids together, but they're no longer together. And so she must, the job, quote, of being Mary Lou Retton, which is motivational speaker and endorsement person, you know, on commercials and stuff like that. I guess when the Olympics were, 39 years ago she was in?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not guessing that Mary Lou Retton's big on the speaker circuit any longer.
Well, and she appeared in some television shows and some different things as herself, like Knots Landing and stuff. But that was years
of the 1980s.
Well, and Baywatch. And
of the 1990s.
And that's what I was thinking. It's like we think of her as, you know, we saw her in things through the years, but it's like that was years ago.
Well,
so I guess it
I think we stopped being surprised that people not in the public eye after being in the public eye, unless they really took care of their money.
Yeah.
Really struggle later on in life. Not just athletes after they get out of the pros. I'm talking about just, you know, if you're a celebrity endorser and that goes away, then what else do you have? What's she going to do? Work at Weigel's? I mean, she's not going to do that. So,
I mean, I guess she could.
She doesn't live locally, but.
But in West Virginia or.
I don't know where she's living. I don't know.
It says she's considered one of West Virginia's most famous athletes.
Right, from Fairmont.
So I'm not sure where she is now, but, she's in the ICU, but.
In a hospital somewhere, yes.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
That's disappointing and sad.
I mean, I guess when you get to that level of fame, if you do need a job, I guess, do you feel bad so you don't get a job? But then people who do, I mean, we hear about celebrities who get a regular job and then people make fun of them when they run into them, you know, working their regular job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a shame too.
You should look up former celebrities working regular jobs. I know that at one point a child actor was like a famous ambulance driver, and I can't think of the name of the child actor at this point in time. You should look that up so we can maybe do a segment about it at some point.
But okay. That's bad too, that people make, oh my gosh, this is what you're doing
fall
now?
From grace. I think the kid Eldon from Cosby Show was working at Trader Joe's,
and that was a huge thing.
That was a huge deal, and he didn't care, but he did care.
Well, you start to care if people start pointing it out and making it a big deal.
And we've run out of time, which is great, because then I don't have to regale you with a story that,
as
an 18-year-old, I did drive from Northern Virginia, which is not too far away, 4 hours, to see Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, not just see her.
See Mary Lou Retton in the parade, welcoming her back to Fairmont, West Virginia, her hometown.
Oh, not just see her.
Not just see her, but walk along the parade route to see her for longer, because I had a crush. I had a big crush. I was 18. She makes it sound like I was in the street walking next to the parade float, which is I've never
parade route.
Yeah, but behind the crowd that lined the street, there's a huge difference. A huge difference. There's enough.
Not so huge.
We got a big creeper story coming up in the news later this morning with Drake. We'll get into that. Because Drake's a damn creeper. Just telling you right now. Yeah. If you don't believe, No. He's an absolute creeper.
For sure.
We'll get into that coming up. But don't make me sound like a creeper just because I traveled 4 hours to see a girl in a parade that I liked. Didn't approach.
And went along the parade route.
Yeah. Walked along the parade route. Not between the float and the crowd. No. On the other side of the crowd, you know, outside of the gaze of the police.
Safe distance. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Who is lucky number 13 and going to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie?
Hello?
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 Shalo? Caller number 13.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What's your name?
My name is Aaron.
Aaron? Was that the person I was just talking to just a second ago? Sounded like a voice changed on me. Who's this?
Oh, no, it's still me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do too many things at once.
Well, how dare you try to call in for a contest while doing something else. Congratulations, Aaron. Tickets, Taylor Swift Era concert movie is yours. We'll see you Friday the 13th at Regal Cinebar.
Yay!
Powered by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville. Star 102.1. So we had a Did You See this morning about Mary Lou Retton, 84 Olympic gold medalist. She was the Simone Biles of her day. Just the greatest. And then, you know, went on to career as a spokesperson and host of different things and has fallen on hard times and is now in the hospital and they're raising money for her because she doesn't have insurance. And so it's a desperate situation. And we were just wondering, like, can she work a regular job? She might have to get insurance. I mean, just part of life is that you're not always, even though you're famous, doesn't mean you're always going to be a celebrity, hence like earning off of a celebrity lifestyle. And I was wondering about formerly famous people that are now regular people working regular jobs. So Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, little Charlie Bucket, the original movie. He's a veterinarian now.
Well,
he's a vet. Did you ever see Goonies? Chunk from Goonies, 1985 film. His name is Jeff Cohen. He's a lawyer now. Some of these I do scroll past because they're still, quote, in the entertainment industry, even though, like, they're about, like, directors and stuff like that. That's still, even, like, a lot of actors are no longer actors.
Move on to the other side.
Yes. Like Mara Wilson, the little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
She's a writer now, but she doesn't write screenplays or scripts. She's just an actual book writer.
Oh.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates. Remember her from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I do.
Yeah. Just owns a shop. Just a shopkeeper in New York City. Little boutique. Scrolling. What ones have you found?
Danny Lloyd, the little boy from The Shining.
He's
a biology professor at a community college in Kentucky.
How many kids walk into that room and go, "Red rum"?
Probably a lot.
Because they know about it.
Red rum. Did you ever watch The Sandlot?
Oh, yeah.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez moved on to be a firefighter later in his life when he couldn't. I love that. The Vanilla Ice house flipper. They should do Vanilla Ice construction site thief because I think he got
in
nailed.
For that.
Got in trouble. I don't know if he went. Remember Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray?
Okay.
I'll show you a picture of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just working at a shoe store.
Really?
A New York City shoe store and then, oddly enough, a beauty salon sweeping up hair. No, I'm not making that up. She actually was.
I thought you were just joking about that.
Doogie Howser, remember his friend? Josh Saviano, known for the Wonder Years, not Doogie Howser. He played Paul Pfeiffer.
Yeah, remember Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
So he tries to start businesses, but they're not doing so well? Or
so Dylan and Dylan Sprouse of Dylan and Cole Sprouse, the twins that were in Big Daddy and the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, he's a brewer. Yeah, he's been spotted serving coffee and craft beers in New York City's East Village. Which ones do you have?
Eric Estrada from Chips. He's worked as a reserve officer.
As an actual cop?
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine being pulled over
by Eric Estrada? enough to remember the TV show Chips.
Right. I used to watch that.
He, I think, owned a place in Teleco Plains.
Yeah.
And saw him one time at Bonefish Grill here in Knoxville.
He hangs out here regularly, from what I understand.
John Goslin from John and Kate Plus 8. He's an IT support associate at Amazon.
Because that's funny, because mine over here has him on there, but it says DJ slash stripper.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one on there.
Stripper?
They've got
while he's fixing your computer, I guess.
Well, you know, hey, full service, baby. Woo! Start with a 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Billie Eilish will be coming up as a talking point a little bit later this morning concerning Drake and whether or not Drake is a creeper. Also, her versus him, Mark versus Kim coming up. The Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm.
And we're going to talk about next, does exercise actually make us exercise less?
Does exercise, if you're exercising, how are you exercising less?
Well, I'm going to tell you about it.
I can't wait. Tell me now.
No, you're going to have to wait.
We have 3 seconds of the intro left. We got 4 tickets coming up to Muse Knoxville's Spooktacular Silent Disco. That's on the way with Her Versus Him. The list is the game of the day on Star Water 2.1 with the Mark and Kim show.
The.
Mm-hmm.
On the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in particular, when I'm coming into work.
On the Monday and Wednesday?
I don't know. You were saying the, so I thought maybe it was
my the is relevant to something. But go on.
On the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I see all these people running down Emory Road when I come into work. They have these little headlamps on, and I assume it's some kind of running group or something. There's usually like 8 to 10 people, and there may be 3, 4, 5 at a time, you know, spread out a little bit. And
Are they sidewalks? Or are they actually on Emory Road?
No, they're sidewalks on both sides.
All right, nice.
So the YMCA is there now, taking over where it used to be another workout place. So they're running, and I assume that's the days they run. You know, it's a running group. So when I see them, I think, oh, they're dedicated, because it's like between 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think, oh, those are the dedicated people.
Or the third shifters who got off, maybe, because I can't imagine getting up that early to then work out.
No.
Well, there's people.
I know there are.
In my neighborhood who run, too.
For my own personal thought process, the very last thing I want to do, first thing in the morning, especially in the dark of night, is work out. Why?
I know. But these people do that. So when I see them, I think, oh, I bet they exercise before they go home too. But now I've read this article that says the people who get up and exercise first thing in the morning, they're done for the day. It says they're usually lazy the rest of the day.
When you say done for the day, you mean done exercising for the day?
Yeah, like they don't walk the dog. They don't.
That's not true.
Well, they're saying, no. They're saying
So the running group that you see in the morning is worthless the rest of the day.
That's what most of them say. They said the majority of people who get up and exercise in the morning and are so, I get up first thing in the morning and I run 5 miles or I do whatever.
They love to tell people that too, by the way.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's what this survey says. And because I'm thinking, oh, they're the ones that are really on it, and they probably, you know, walk somewhere in the evening after dinner, or they probably play golf somewhere at lunch, or I mean, I think
play
they're
golf
probably
at lunch.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I'm saying they probably are the ones that are doing stuff all the time because they're like the exercisers.
Well, who
and this survey
the exercisers,
but the survey says that when they're questioned, it's like, oh no, I do my exercise in the morning and I'm done. They don't walk the dog. They don't go
yes,
to walk
do.
After dinner.
Yes, they do.
The majority of them don't. That's
well, okay, but hold on. When you say lazy for the rest of the day, you mean they're lazy people, or are they just not doing any more exercise?
They don't do any more exercise.
Okay,
exhausted.
Like, well, no, it's not even because they're exhausted. They in their mind say, "I've done what I'm going to do."
Okay,
and so it's like,
but that's the whole point of exercise. You've done it. See. What do you expect them to do? Twice a day? 3 times a day?
I guess in my mind, I did.
I thought
the real...
Do you...
I'm not a real exerciser.
Yeah, we know.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I walk every day, okay?
Well,
we
all walk every day, Kim.
No, but I mean, I walk for exercise somewhere every day. But I don't... I'm not like...
Every
I'm
day?
Not up at the crack of dawn.
Every day, Kim?
Yeah.
Busy.
You sure
but
you
I'm
fit
not,
into your Instagram schedule?
I do.
Okay.
But I'm not like up running and miles and all this stuff. And it's saying that the people who get like the pedal things or the standing
things.
Desk or the walker, you know, the small treadmills and stuff at their desk, those people are exercising more and getting more benefit than the people
thought,
who are getting up and running the miles
and
miles.
I think once you've knocked out your exercise for the day, you should be happy with it, that you've done something that you probably weren't going to do anyway, and you did it.
And that's what these people are saying.
Yeah, well, fine. But that's don't slight them for that. They at least say,
well, I'm not slighting them, but the survey is saying they're not getting as much exercise as they think they are.
Yes, they are.
And it's better if you do it throughout the day than just that few miles in the morning and saying you're done.
Will her versus him become they versus them? I don't get a male caller. I got 2 women on hold ready to play. Jenna's standing by, mystery guest, standing by on line four there. We'll play they versus them if I don't get my him at 656-7827 to play the list next. Come on, let's get on it. Start with a 2.1, her versus him, Mark versus Kim. Today, The game of the day is The List, as we welcome our two contestants, one named Jenna and one named Chris. Today, Jenna and Chris are playing The List for...
4 tickets to the Muse Knoxville Spooktacular Silent Disco this Friday night, 4:30 to 7:30. Dance, decorate pumpkins, and join the costume contest. Get your tickets now at museknoxville.org.
Morning, Jenna.
Morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
All right, Chris, I'll need you to speak up a little bit if you could. Here's how the game is played. 75 seconds. I'm going to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe this list to you, Jenna, without using the words or the phrases on the list. Try to get as many out of 10 as possible. At the end of the round, Chris, you may be able to steal points by listening to the ones they skip and then try to answer those at the end of the round. Any questions from Jenna or Chris about how this game is played?
Nope. No, sir.
All right, here we go. Sir, is your daddy on the line? All right, here we go. Jenna, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
On your mark.
Yes, sir.
Jenna, is your daddy on the phone?
You Who's your daddy?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, if you answer the question, and I answer,
I can hear you.
Oh my God, this is gonna be fun. I'm just asking you to stop.
Is it bad?
Chris is tickled too.
Honey, we can hear you fine. Never had a problem. You just keep calling me sir, and I just keep asking if your father's on the line. Never mind.
Oh, God.
You've upset him.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
I'm not upset. I'm just standing by while Jenna works out her issues, her daddy issues. Are you ready, Jenna?
Yes, I am.
Lovely. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is the guy who's in Batman, and he's the one that has the painted face, and he's like the
Bruce,
clown.
Bruce Wayne.
No, he's like the clown.
Oh, the Joker.
Yes. This is where we go to see if it's raining or stormy, or it's not where we watch on our local TV stations, but it's
forecast, weather forecast.
No, it's where we go. It's where we go on the big box or the big thing that hangs in our
TV.
Yes, but it's the specific place that we go on the TV to see if it's going to rain or storm or, you know, the specific station.
Local news?
Okay, we're going to skip that. Okay, this is, he's a big guy, and he's in movies, and he used to be a wrestler, and he's got all the muscles, and he's got, and it's...
Hulk Hogan?
No, but if he were made out of stone...
Wayne The Rock Johnson?
Let's think about he's made out of stone, and he was, you could...
Oh, Steve Austin?
No, he's hard. Think about it. He's hard, and he's got, you know, like if it was in your way, a stone. You know, another word for a stone. He's, you know,
The Rock.
Yes.
I said The Rock. I said Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, but you had to say The Rock.
Well, you didn't even hear her say. But you didn't even hear her say Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No, you could have said, "Yeah, that." Just
that the other name.
But you kept on, and you were describing.
Well, okay, so I should have said right, that.
He can steal. What's the current score? Scoremaster Steve.
Jenna had one, and there's one that Chris can steal.
Chris, steal it if you can remember from 14 minutes ago what it was.
The Weather Channel.
Yes.
Kimberly Renee, I just...
The Joker, The Weather Channel, The Exorcist, The Rock, The Office, The Flash, The Hunger Games, The Crown, The List, and The Mark and Kim Show. They all had the...
What a struggle bus.
Wow.
It was a struggle bus. I'm sorry.
Did you feel like you couldn't say the word TV or television or something in the first one?
I did, for some reason.
It's at The Weather Channel.
I understand.
On TV.
I understand.
Storms. Jim Cantore. The Weather Channel.
I understand.
Scoremaster Steve, what do we have?
It's tied up 1-1.
Oh my God.
I'm having a hard time on that one today. All right, Chris, you just have to, you don't have to get anything to, you know,
it was,
you have to
it
get
was,
one to
That list
win.
Was really hard, wasn't it?
Right, it was.
All right, Chris, on your mark, get set, go.
KFC, that restaurant is known as? KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes. Some people bite these when they're nervous at the end of their...
Fingernails.
Singular.
Fingernail.
Yes. The person that does that, I just described them, is a...
Nervous person.
The nervous person who puts their fingers in their mouth is a... Like you say this about a little kid. Oh, he's...
Nail biter.
Yes. This is when we live in the eastern... There's the Western. I'm sorry, the Pacific, the Rocky Mountain, the Midwest, the Eastern.
Time zone.
Very good. When you're just sitting around and you're not really thinking about anything, and you're just, it's just like you're just wandering off in space, not daydreaming. Another word for daydreaming, and it's got the word opposite of in this phrase. I'm gonna pass.
Space out.
Oh, you're close though. You got the right last word.
Space out.
Now, the end blank on a football field is where they score the touchdown. The end.
Don't out.
Yes. This is something you say to somebody if you would like them to take their teeth and lock them onto you. You say this, and it's kind of like a
bite me.
Yes. Oh my God! An absolute ass whooping. I skipped Taco Bell. I skipped Bell County, Kentucky. I got nervous when he could barely say Kentucky Fried Chicken with KFC. I skipped chicken fingers. We got the fingernail, nail biter, bite me time. I skipped time zone and zone out.
Good job.
Jenna, you can go zone out now. Oh, wait a minute. You already started that about 10 minutes ago. What?
Yes, sir, I did.
Wait.
Hey, before she hangs up, can I just go ahead and give her the prizes?
Why?
I just wanted to play.
You just wanted to play? You don't want the tickets to Muse Knoxville Spooktacular Silent Disco? Okay.
No, are you serious? I won't be able to make that anyway.
Well, there you can't make it. Well, there you go. Congratulations, Jenna. You've won without winning.
Aw, thank you, Chris. My kids will be so excited.
Chris, you know, no matter what they say, Chris, you're not a hard man, okay? You're a softie. Last time I saw you, Nicki Minaj, on the Mark and Kim Show, I've had a feature here for a long time called Who's in a Stupider Fight Than Me with my wife, but it's not even a fight. It's a plea that she's just completely ignoring concerning spiders that are around the house. I don't mean spiders in the house. Spiders outside the house, inside the house. We'll get into that because I put up a Facebook post. Are you a squisher or a scooter? And with the way the things break out on this show, it could mean anything, I guess. Kim's description of The Rock. and also, we'll get into whether or not Drake is an absolute creeper. Absolute creeper. Creeper! Creep.
We all know.
We'll just drop the ER off of it. He's straight creep. Straight creep. We'll get into that coming up on the Mark and Kim Show. Start with a 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. This is the Taylor Swift 8 o'clock hour. We have an opportunity to go to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie. That's coming up in just a few minutes. And there's sounds in your house that make you go, yeah, I know what that is. And then there's sounds in your house that make you start running. And then... Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what that sound is coming up in just a minute, but I have joined AAA, the Arachnid Assistance Association, and I'll tell you more about it coming up next. Start with a 2.1, Mark and Kim, are you a squisher or are you a scooter? And y'all are funny, by the way, that's the Facebook post. Of course, our boy Greg, chief antagonist of the Mark and Kim Show, or at least of Mark, although we've had, you know, We've had hugs around the neck.
There's been passing of the peace.
Yes. Passing of the peace? Mm-hmm. Passing of the peace?
Yeah.
Well, the peace pipe? We're passing
that's
that
what
around?
I'm thinking.
Greg, he writes, well, that's a very personal question. Are you a scooter or are you a squisher? My wife squishes bugs. And
so
my
do
wife,
I.
My,
get rid of them.
Same.
But my wife, but okay, you know what? A roly-poly, fine. Don't smash the stink bugs because then you know what they do? They stink.
Mm.
All right, fine. But leave the daggum spiders alone.
But they're everywhere now.
But the spiders are doing a good thing. And this is, so these, everybody's got sounds in their house that make them go, oh, okay, I know what that is. Or, oh, listen to the house settle or whatever. But I hear this noise. And you know what that is? That's my wife in the corner with a broom.
Okay.
And I don't mean in the house. I mean outside the house. Okay. I can hear that. I'm like, oh my God. So what do? I'm up and I'm running. I'm like, no, don't. Let me get
it. Oh, I thought maybe it was to take the broom from her and help her sweep.
To do what? To get rid of the spiders? You know, the outside of your house is outside.
You still don't want spider webs and stuff all over the place.
The outside of your house is outside. So you don't want spiders on your house?
No.
Right now, they're draping from the light fixtures, and they're onto the house.
But the weirdest thing is that...
From chairs to the house, and from chair to chair.
Yes, for a reason. There is a great reason
for
this.
What is that reason?
Well, we have a lot of bugs in the earth, on Earth. And and they're not all necessary. And some of them are just food for others, I'm certain. Like the spider. The spider does good things. The spider's a good thing. Like we used to have one of our doors every fall. We couldn't leave the house through the garage door to the outside, because every year the golden orb spiders would build this massive web in the door because we had a light next to it. And I would go catch moths and then throw them in.
We talk about that.
I threw them into the
you
web.
You and my husband, they're feeding them. I'm like, don't you think they get their own food? I'm helping, he'd say.
I'm helping.
I had to help. And then he'd sit there and watch them and wait for them to them up and save them for later or whatever.
The chubbiest golden orb spider there was. I like the riding spiders. I don't want to be bitten by any of them. I don't want to get poisoned by them. So I want my wife to call me over before she's getting into this battle with the eight-legged arachnids. And she's like, I'm getting them out of here. I'm like, let me scoot it out of here.
Why did they pick the most inconvenient places to build?
They're because outside. What's inconvenient about outside?
Because we like outside. So move a chair and there it is.
You know, the spider, the spider, just like the bee, like other things, don't bother you unless you bother it.
Well, if you go to sit in your favorite chair and there's a big web there and they're living in it.
That's what they do. You know what? Take down the web is fine, but don't kill the spider. Don't kill the spider. Put it in a cup. Take it somewhere else and put it in the back of the house. What?
That's how Ralph is. He gets it. My husband, he'll get cups and he'll move them and he watches them and he lets them go in the grass. And I'm like, no,
it's doing too much.
I don't get Connie. Outside a scooter, inside I turn into a ninja.
You don't want him in the house.
But you're outside, she's scooting them along out of the way. Like I won't even step on a bug on the pavement.
Oh,
really?
No, I won't. I'll move it over. I don't know why.
Really?
I'm not that soft either. I'm just, you know.
Aww.
Johnny's a squisher, as long as my foot is bigger than it is. Audrey,
if you got a bug bigger than your foot.
That's a problem.
Audrey, usually a squisher, but that backfired once when I squished a spider and a ton of baby spiders came pouring out.
I've never seen that.
Remember when I stepped on, was it the caterpillar or the slug? Or I think I stepped on a slug and like its ovaries popped out. And I got really, I got bothered by that a lot. Nora, was it the slug? Yeah.
Then you'd squish the rest of them, or what did you do?
Well, I nurse them to health, you know. A little baby bottle.
Aw.
Outside, I do. What? Kim, stop it. How do you not know when I'm joking? Nobody else does, I guess. Outside, I do my best to get out of the way and let them go about their day. Inside, I try to save them and take them outside, but if that's not possible, then I squish as a last resort.
That's like when we had the flies. My husband was even trying to save the flies.
Oh, no, I hate flies.
When we had the flies in the kitchen window, remember that? Okay. He was like, no, let me take them. I'm like, no!
I'll swat a damn fly. But then I will pick it up and throw it into the spider web. So that's what I do. Emma's like, Nick, I'm a sprayer, not a squirter. I'm sorry.
Squirter. Oh, I guess he is a squirter.
Not a squisher. Not a scooter. He actually is a squirter.
He is a squirter.
And I'm skipping all of you nasty people in the comments who are like, oh, that's a little personal.
But no,
I'm not going
to
answer that question in a public forum. Renee, definitely a scooter. I refuse to be a squisher no matter how big the critter is. Peg, I become less of a squisher depending on what it is. I become a saver. Jen, she's a screamer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't interface with them. That's what husbands are for. I'm just a girl. Nathan, of course, I'm not exactly sure what this is asking. Courtney, I'm going to let it hang out with me for a bit before I scoot it. Never squish. Katie, squish, then scoot. Oh, come on, Katie. Tina, I'm sorry. This is a little too personal. And then Nathan goes back. Oh, I went back and listened to the podcast. I'm a squisher. I'm a squisher because the insects that crawl don't belong in my house. The worst is when you squish one and all the babies start coming out. Then you turn into a Mexican jumping bean trying to squish out all the babies. And then Tyler, not you, the other Tyler, because there's only two. Without context, I had no idea what this was referencing. I thought it was a fart-related thing. Squished and scoop because it itches when it dries.
Oh.
Textable prizage on Star 102.1, $165 value at Prime IV Hydration and Wellness. Text the word IV. Those actually are two letters. But that's the keyword. Keyword is IV to 656-7827. Follow us here. Keep your body hydrated with a drip session from Prime IV Hydration and Wellness. Like I said, text the keyword IV. I don't think anybody has worked harder as a young starlet to be less sexualized than Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covering it up, draping it, making sure it's not seen except for the few times that she has felt, whether you want to say the word confidence or not, to show off what she has, what her body shape is, and leave it to Drake to have put it in an album. In a song, I should say. In a song. We'll discuss that and whether or not he's a pure creeper. Coming up next on the Mark and Kim Show, Olivia Rodrigo's latest call, Get Him Back. So Olivia Rodrigo woke up and chose violence there. It's Get Him Back on Star Water 2.1. Several physical acts described in that, including an uppercut. It's the Mark and Kim Show on Star Water 2.1. Maybe Billie Eilish needs to put an uppercut on Lil Yachty. And then with her other hand, a cross, like a left cross, mm-hmm. to the jaw of Aubrey Graham,
ooh.
A.K.A. Drake, A.K.A. Drizzy, A.K.A. Creep. So is he grooming these young women? Because he's been in the texts of not only Billie Eilish since she was like 17, but he was also texting Millie Bobby Brown for a long time.
Yeah.
Drake is how old? 73?
36. 36.
Yeah, now he's under fire, if you want to call it under fire, for this new song on his album featuring Lil Yachty called Another Late Night, where the latter, Lil Yachty, raps these words. And I'm going to change the lyrics, obviously, because it's something we wouldn't say here on the radio. Mm-hmm. She has large breasts like Billie Eilish, but she couldn't sing. Okay, you're referencing the physical attributes of this woman, a woman who has made every effort she can to conceal her body from the time that she was, I guess she hit when she was 16, right?
Yeah.
About 15 or 16.
She was very young.
Right, exactly. And of course, because, you know, creeps doing what creeps do, there was a countdown clock for her till she was 18, like there was with the Olsen twins and others, like Millie Bobby Brown and stuff like that. And much like Drake, Yachty, 26, has been friends with Billie since before she turned 18. Several internet users blasted Yachty for singing the crude line while also questioning why Drake would complacently allow for, quote, the objectification of Billie Eilish in the song. And it started when, I guess, the first photograph of her not wearing something drapey, not wearing something baggy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was wearing a white t-shirt, tighter white t-shirt and shorter shorts and some sneakers and stuff like that, and said, who knew we've been, I think the quote was some poster online, who knew we've waited this long only to find out that Billie Eilish has the body of a 35-year-old wine mom.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was an ugly comment.
Branding the lyric disgusting, many people have written about Drake. By releasing this song, he's complacent in allowing the objectification of women. He's not only complacent, he's complicit. It's on his song that went out. And if he's friends with Billie Eilish, then he should know that she's probably made every effort. And I won't say every effort, because there are other photographs of her that she has willingly posed for, as is her right.
I was going to say, she can do
that. She can do whatever she wants.
She has every right to do
that. Right, so maybe there's a, hey, Billie, it's Drake, man. Just want to say I'm going to talk about your large breasts. And now, the next song. And she's like, cool.
No, I'm thinking that hasn't happened. I could be wrong.
I'm saying, that's what I'm wondering. It hasn't happened.
Now, I know Drake and Lil Yachty are like really, really, really close friends. So that is
not
just
really close. Not really, really, but really, really, really
close. Yeah, they're like together all the time.
What's the point?
But that doesn't make it
right.
No,
it doesn't make it
Billie.
Right at all. No.
Then what's the point?
No, the whole point is that Drake probably gave him a pass like, oh, okay, go ahead.
Because you're a friend?
Yeah.
Well, if he's friends with Billie and he's friends with Millie Bobby Brown, which sounds odd, seeing that they were friends when they were minors. You know, maybe when you're someone big and famous and rich and all the things that is Drake, you don't have to worry about ages of majority, ages of minority, and then issues that may crop up. Oh, I don't know, like for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, R. Kelly did things, actually physically did things that are on screen, if you will.
Right.
Nonetheless, what there's not a 35-year-old woman that he can be, you know, involved in. There's not, you know, really?
Not that that makes it right either.
No. Involved with. I mean, texting with. I mean, yeah. He doesn't need to be texting with an 18-year-old.
No.
Or a 17. Yeah.
Or a 17. Or at the time or whatever. I mean, Millie is, I don't even know how old Millie Bobby Brown is now.
I think she's 19.
Is she 19 now? And Drake is what, 79? How old is Drake?
He's 36.
He gets older every time you talk about
him. I mean, he's been around forever, for
yeah,
God's sake.
Yeah, he has.
It's just one more time, the objectification of women is fine. As long as it's in music or if it's in film, it's fine. It's fine. Objectify the hell out of them.
But it's not fine. And I'd be
interested.
Of course
it's not fine.
I'd be interested to see what Billie has to say about it.
Well, maybe there's a stick.
Because she normally speaks out very eloquently about her thoughts.
And people have called him a groomer. Mm. As in, like, he's grooming these young women. You know.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, hold on. The 31-year-old with the 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Over here probably needs to stay silent.
Well, I didn't groom.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though. There's a bit of an age gap.
Yeah. I'm aware.
As you always get told, yeah. Starwater 2.1, hello?
Hello.
Hello. Caller number 13.
Yes.
Friday the 13th, we'll see you seeing Taylor Swift, the Eras movie, which is all about the number 13.
13.
What's your name?
My name is Robin.
Robin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tell me your last name has enough numbers to add up to 13. Eight.
Nope, sorry.
You lose. No.
There you go.
No,
congratulations, Robin.
Thank you so much. My daughter will be so happy.
8:51, Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show.
Amber Heard is picking on Jason Momoa. I don't like it.
Why not?
Because I like Jason Momoa.
But what if he's picking on Amber Heard?
But I don't think he is.
And based on what knowledge do you have that he's not doing this?
Well, other people on the set, for one thing. But I don't know.
I don't think Amber Heard is as crazy as everybody thinks she is. And I'm ready to fly to Madrid today to prove it.
Well, then you can do that. I'll fly and take up for Jason. But she is saying
there just to rescue her, but that's fine.
Well, we haven't heard a whole lot from Amber since the whole court thing with Johnny Depp.
I heard her speaking fluent Spanish as she's moved to Madrid recently and is setting up life there.
And I know you would love that.
Well,
you like the Spanish language.
I love the Spanish language. It's a beautiful language.
So we haven't heard a whole lot
from her,
which
woman.
Is probably smart. She is a beautiful woman. She is a beautiful woman. But now she's saying that Jason Momoa actually showed up drunk on set for Aquaman 2 and dressed like Johnny Depp. And I'm like, okay, first of all, if he was dressing like Johnny Depp, they tend to kind of dress kind of alike anyway.
They do.
I mean, just in real life. You know, they both have the longer hair. They both kind of dress, you know. She said he wore multiple rings, and I'm like, do you see Jason in pictures just on the daily? He wears multiple rings and
he's on the
jewelry.
Daily?
And no.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I can kind of see where they kind of dress alike anyway.
Okay.
But then the other actors on set and the directors and everything said, no, he was nothing but a perfect gentleman. Mm-hmm. He did not show up on set drunk. He did not dress like Johnny Depp.
So they're saying that Amber Heard is just lying.
They're saying
why would she do that?
She lied.
What would be the point of that? Why would Amber Heard do that?
I don't know.
I mean,
trying to make other people look bad or just to make herself look better?
If you've excused yourself from the Hollywood process... If you're living off of the funds of your former career, which you supposedly don't have much of, if maybe Elon Musk, former lover, is taking care of your bills from this point forward, whatever.
And he even called in and said, I mean, he called in.
Who
did
he call?
He called in.
Hey, Elon, is this you? Hang on, let me find out.
Well, he tried to keep her
in. Hi, is this Elon Musk?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hold on, Elon.
But he even said he would burn the place down if they didn't keep her on set and keep her in the movie.
Who
and
said
all
that?
Those things.
Elon?
Elon Musk.
Okay.
He actually called in, you know, her ex-boyfriend.
Hold on. Are you sure this is not Elon Musk?
This is Elon Musk.
Oh, you okay. Hold on.
You know, so he was trying to keep her working and everything, which that's fine. I mean, she does have friends and people on her side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why she's doing this. But this was
I don't know why you're
that
so
she
concerned.
Said, because I like Jason Momoa.
Because it's all about Jason Momoa.
It's all mm-hmm. about Jason Momoa.
What is that?
Just like you would be concerned about somebody if you like them and you feel like
not
somebody's
if I found out that they were being
them.
Rude to a woman.
But everyone else is saying he was not rude to her.
It's easy.
And he was
it's
the perfect
easy.
Gentleman. And
it's
he was,
easy to put Amber Heard in that role. It really is.
It is.
It's easy.
It would be. It would be. And if we find out that this is true and that he was wrong, then I will stand corrected.
I wonder if she'd be mad at me because, like, Johnny has his cologne called Sauvage.
Yes.
I have a cologne called Sausage, which I
Sausage.
Love.
Sausage.
Yes, it smells like sausage and it's just delicious. 3D featuring Jack Harlow. That's Jungkook on the Mark and Kim Show. Cloudy, cooler today. Only 72 out of the day. Warms up to about 80 tomorrow with some sunshine. Off and on rain chances throughout the week. When we hit Sunday, though, the high is only 60 degrees, and that's into next week as well. So I feel some kind of way about food delivery to your home by like Grubhub and Uber Eats. And
you won't have anything delivered, will you?
Well, pizza. I'll get pizza.
Well,
done.
I mean, yeah, outside
the
of
the old school pizza delivery people, I have.
And I'm not sure why you think that's okay, but nothing else is.
I don't know why. It's a psychological block.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this question. Would you trust Uber to return your packages to the store for $5.
No. I want to because it sounds like a great idea.
But wait a minute. Uber's just Uber drivers driving people around. There's not really been a problem with Uber drivers. It's the Grubhub people. It's the DoorDash people that eat your food and steal your deliveries and then don't like the tip and they take the food back before you even see it and you can argue with them through the doorbell cam. Or all these different things that have been Grubhub, DoorDash, like the food delivery. Uber's just taking you from to and fro. It's usually the people in the backseat of the problems, like those who steal money and
but you know what I imagine? I imagine like those stories that we hear about a post office worker who got overwhelmed and you find like tons and tons of mail at their house that's undelivered. I imagine an Uber driver getting a call when there's, you know, in the middle of returning returns for you or a bunch of people. So they've got all these $5 returns, you know, that they're getting, you know, that you pay $5 to get returned to whatever store or whatever. And they don't return them because they get a higher paying ride that they can drive somebody for. And then they run out of time. And then you go to their apartment because things aren't being returned. And there's all these boxes of stuff they never returned or stuff they decided, hey, I've been wanting one of those. And so they just keep it themselves. That's what I imagine. I imagine nothing really getting returned, and they keep it, and they just find it.
And there's the segment. Thanks for listening, everybody. Miley Cyrus used to be young. I'm just glad that I made it through the Miley Cyrus tongue-out era.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. Every picture.
I know. Oh, I know.
It's like
how many ways can you stick out your tongue? She showed us.
Every way. So, yeah, maybe we'll see less tongue. And just more Miley. She's lovely.
She seems to have grown up.
Has she? Well, she sings a song about that.
Well, yeah.
I used to be young, Kim.
Yeah, she talks about how her clothes aren't the same. The song really does talk about how she's
morphed. I guess. Sometimes it takes a good divorce to mature you, right?
It does.
I don't know. Did it mature you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did age.
So we have a two-word Facebook post going up later this afternoon. And the Facebook post is two words. Landlords, go. As in landlords, period, go. As in take off. Write about them. Because there's a landlord, there's a woman in the news today saying that a landlord is attempting to charge her $250 as a pet fee for her goldfish.
For a goldfish.
A goldfish in a, like a gallon tank, if that. Like
$250.
For a goldfish in a tank. A.K.A. pet fee.
Now, I know technically a goldfish is a pet.
I would just say it's sushi. Just say it's food.
It's very fresh.
Just say it's fresh food. Right?
I guess. If you're going to eat it.
It's not a pet. No. Because people eat goldfish.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, you know, people swallow goldfish all the time.
Well.
As a dare or whatever. It's terrible. But other animals are, you know, killed just before they get eaten. And sometimes in Japan, some of the sushi you eat, still alive. I kid you not. Not even sashimi, not like seared. Sushi is more food art than actually just raw food. But some of the raw food is so raw, it still moves on your plate.
Okay, I'm not eating that.
But I understand that. So this is a landlord being, you know, doing what a landlord does. So the topic for today and tomorrow's discussion, I'm certain we'll have a ton of comments. Landlords, go. I don't mean like leave. I mean, which would be nice for a lot of people. Yeah.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
Well, hello. I have tons of tabs open. I've got all these tabs that just don't have, we have not enough time on the radio to talk about these things. And these are fun, funny, sometimes not a full talk set kind of thing. Things that come back up into news after not being news for a long time. Do you remember... By the way, do you remember the cops that got fired for playing Pokemon Go on the job?
I do remember that.
That's from like 2017.
Yeah.
2017, two cops who got fired for ignoring a robbery to play Pokemon Go.
I believe that was the same time that I was stepping outside to play Pokemon Go.
Well, then why didn't you get fired?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't fire people around here. I've got no say in that matter. Tyler's still here. Obviously I have no say in the matter. I'm kidding. Look at his face.
Crestfallen is what
he's
you would
crestfallen.
Call it.
Oh, by the way, quick update for those of you who have been paying attention. What do we have? Day 7. No apology. Not even a word.
Nothing.
And no replacement Sharpie markers.
No acknowledgement. Nope. No nothing.
As stolen from our prized wall of collections and mementos and keepsakes. Not a word. Mm-mm. Although that person did come around the corner, I beelined it in a different direction. Maybe I'm not giving them a chance to apologize.
No, if that person sees you, that person knows where you are. I mean, it's like we're not hard to find.
And no recompense. No payback for the item that got stolen. Because that person said, "I'll buy you a new pack of Sharpies." I said it's not about that because it's a gift. Do you think that was their, oh, okay, well then fine, I won't buy you new Sharpies?
And a listener was able to find them like the next day.
It's not a matter of whether she can find them.
No, I understand that.
She wrote it off when I said it's a gift.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, even if she were going to replace them, you know.
What?
They could have been replaced.
Right.
Even though it wasn't about that. What I'm saying is, the listener was able to find them.
Because I said, oh, don't you worry about it. And I also just had another revelation.
What?
Before I finish this story, okay, I'll just finish this story. I'm having all these brain farts happen right in front of my eyes here.
Is that what that flashing light is?
Yes, certainly not a light. It's actually several light bulbs going off in my head at the same time. So I wanted to give an update on that because I keep forgetting to mention that. And I just realized something, and I'm going to try something. I'm going to try it real quick after I do this story. So yes, they were sitting in a police car parked across the street from a place that got robbed. And another cop who saw them radioed for backup, but they pretended they didn't hear it, and they drove off to go find a Snorlax.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And that's not a joke. I'm not being funny, as you well know. A camera in their squad car caught them talking about a Snorlax that had popped up nearby.
The real important stuff.
It also caught them speeding through a residential neighborhood and driving the wrong way down a one-way street to get their Snorlax. Snorlax sounds like something you take when you have to shit in the middle of the night.
Snorlax.
You're asleep, and you think that you should wake up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night so you don't really waste any time during the day. Take Snorlax. Yeah. We'll wake you up in the middle of a snore because you have to go poop. One of them had been a cop for 7 years. The other one was a 17-year veteran. They both got fired in 2018. This is the news because they've appealed it, and they lost their appeal.
Wonder why.
The original tried to claim that they didn't hear the radio because of loud music playing nearby, but they lost that appeal after footage from their car showed that they were lying. Footage. So, you know, we say all the time, how do you act in public now, not thinking for a second that there's doorbell cams everywhere, there's cameras on the side of buildings. My God, walk into a Walmart or a grocery store and look at all the cameras pointing at the parking lot. You're always on camera, or if you're not, assume you are, and maybe that'll straighten your shit out and you'll stop acting out like you do.
But I think people forget that, or they just
don't
think about
it. These are people that wear body cameras.
No, I understand that.
Every day.
I think it may not make sense, but I think people just get so used to things being around that it's just like, you know,
let them be used to
forget
things.
About it.
Let them be used to things going around. The cameras everywhere, I should say, and then just act out the way you've always been acting out. So they did not get their job back. They did not get any back pay.
They've just been out of work all this time.
Well, no, they've done other things. They just have been out of work as police officers. I'm sure they're earning a living,
which is
somehow
what they wanted to do.
Well,
security guards or something.
Pardon?
I'm sure they're like security guards now or something.
Maybe. Which gives you plenty of time to play Pokemon Go.
I guess so.
Like in the front of the building here. Well, we're on the radio. I'm literally doing a segment on the radio. And she's, you know, like if you go out to get a drink or you go to the bathroom, you have a timer in your head that goes off and you say, oh, well, I got to be back in 2 minutes, 3 minutes or whatever. Completely lost track of everything.
I was chasing some little
concentration
out
is
there.
Enough of an issue. And you throw Pokemon Go into it.
Mm-hmm. I was gone.
And I look outside, I'm like, oh my God. And she literally walking around with her phone. And she was one of those people that also had a cord to a power bank because of all the energy from your phone it was drawing away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she full Pokemon Go commitment.
Oh, I was.
Right there. All right.
I was.
Brain epiphany just from a moment ago.
Light bulb number one.
So we were goofing off yesterday and doing a spelling. I was spelling words to you that I wanted you to pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
Because of pronunciations of these words.
That didn't go well.
And the funny thing about that is that I would spell a word to you, and I guess at some point you must have thought, like, you had something else in your mind, and then I spelled something that was related but not specifically that word that I just described or something.
Yeah, I'd get a word in my head that I thought, oh, he's going to spell this, but then it wouldn't be what you were spelling. And
then when I spelled the word to you, you completely biffed the word.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it was funny because I thought to myself, it's hard enough that if I just give you a bunch of letters, I'm spelling a word to you, and you're not writing it down to see it, it's very tough to read it out of thin air.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a tough thing. Mm-hmm. But it made us laugh. It made us laugh. And one of our faithful yet very supportive listeners, of course, as long as it's Kim.
She is very supportive.
After hearing the podcast yesterday and me saying this could be a new game where I spell a word to Kim and she tries to spell it back, or she just said the word I just spelled, I thought of a little addendum to that that might help it work. She said, just finished today's podcast. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That should be the new bit. So funny and engaging. In Kim's defense, because, you know, she feels that she always needs to come to Kim's defense.
She's very supportive of me, yes.
And what is this where you feel like you need so much support?
Everybody needs support.
But, like, you know,
it's good to have support.
Against what? For what?
No, just everything. It's good to know that you have a support system.
But what are you being supported for?
Just in life. Everything's good to... No. I like to know that I support people. I like to know I have support.
But you only support people that need to be supported.
No, everybody needs support.
What do you need support from, Kim? The constant haranguing,
you
the
don't
browbeating.
Need support from anything. You well, just—it's good to know you have people who support you.
She feels that she needs to come to your defense on many occasions, and I've learned over the years, Kim needs no one to come to her defense, nor does she want anybody to come to her defense, especially when I'm coming to her defense. But Jen, of course, no problem. Oh yeah, she can come to my defense anytime. So I figured out. Here's a twist. I'm going to try it with at least one here.
Okay.
Try it with one.
Okay.
See how it goes with this new quote game.
Okay.
And I've thought about it. We have a thing called Careless Whispering, which is probably our most famous game. Other radio stations have stolen it. I've seen it. I've heard it. People have texted me and said, oh my God, I'm in, and I can't remember what, I think it was Chicago, and this morning show was doing the exact same thing we were doing it, calling it Careless Whispering, the whole thing, playing the same music, the whole thing. And I'm fine with that.
Well, I think you've posted about it, haven't you?
I posted it in a morning show community. So I fully expect it. But I was flattered by it because I've stolen stuff from other morning shows.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
It's a flattery.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this, yes. Sincerest form of flattery is
imitation,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So Careless Whispering is that game. We're going to call this one Careless Spelling.
Careless
Spelling. What I'm going to do is I'm going to describe something here. But I'm going to tell you right now, the description has nothing to do with the word that I'm going to give you to spell.
Well, then how is that even related?
Because what I'm trying to do here is what you're going to do is you're going to amp your concentration up from 60% to 63%. And when you do that, you're going to lock in and home in on the word that I'm spelling. I think the bit has to have you a little confused before you start spelling a word.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So what I'll do is I'll describe something here.
That has nothing to do with the word.
Right. And then I'll spell the word that I would like you to spell, like you to say back to me.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. And this is just, I get written out one here. I can quickly jot down another one. I can pause. If this goes well, I'll write up another one.
But well is I don't do well.
I don't want you to fake it. I want you to be Kim.
No, I'm not going to fake it. I'm just gauging what you think as well.
Have you heard the show? Have you listened to this program?
Yes, I have.
One of the funniest moments, like today during Her versus Him, when you said he's hard about The Rock. He's hard.
Well, he is hard.
And you use the word come a lot, you know, coming on the roof. And, you know, you speak in double entendres, and the beauty of it, you don't have any idea you're doing it.
Okay.
Yes, I find that funny, and I'll bet you a significant portion of the audience who constantly responds with, oh my gods, and laughy faces, they find it funny too.
Okay.
You're here for that reason.
I'm
because
here.
You're a funny person, and you don't have to try to be funny. You're funny just on your own. That's the greatest compliment I could ever give you.
And I appreciate that.
Well, then I don't know why you take such offense to it.
I'm not offended.
Do you need Jen, your support group?
I'm not offended.
To jump in? Well, Kim... She needs to be defended on this.
No, I don't. Okay, let's.
All right, so here, see now the.
I'm confused already. You look like an ice cream salesman right now.
Can we
Can we home in on what we're doing
I'm
here,
sorry,
as opposed to a complete aside on his wardrobe, which we already covered once today,
but not on here.
We did it on the morning show, which is a part of this podcast, Kim.
Yes, I know, but the podcast is totally separate, and he didn't have this jacket
on
when I did that.
The podcast is not totally separate. Well, podcast is part of the podcast.
It is, but it's
not
the radio show
content.
Podcast.
I know, but the podcast content. Is also bonus. But
you can talk yourself out of it. Keep going.
It's together, but it's separate. So
the exact same thing. One podcast a day. That's all we put out.
Okay,
it's the radio show and this bonus content.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Right. Can you concentrate on me for just a second?
I'm trying to concentrate.
I know. All right. Careless spelling. The red fruit, I'm sorry, this red fruit is sometimes confused with a vegetable, but makes a wonderful spaghetti sauce. T-O-M-B-S-T-O-N-E is? Come on, say the word.
Tom Briston or something. It's T-O-M-B-R-A-S. I don't know. And then I got lost because I'm thinking tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato, because it's a red fruit that's sometimes confused with a vegetable. So I'm thinking tomato. And then you started spelling T-O-M-B-R-A-S. And then I got lost.
I can promise you that R and A and S are not in there. There's an S in there.
Spell again.
This is a device that is used by Atlanta Braves fans. Even though they're not holding it in their hand, they're making a chop. We'll spell the word T-O-M-B-S-T-O-N-E. Say the word. Come on. You heard the word. Say it.
T-O-M-B. Tomahawk is what I'm thinking, but T-O-M-B.
All I did was spell the word tombstone to you.
Tombstone.
Yeah. T-O-M-B-S-T-O-N-E. Tombstone.
I'm thinking tomato and tomahawk, and then I'm going tombstone.
All right.
Tombstone.
You've heard it.
To do with it.
I know we'll get responses from some people on text, but I'm telling you, take a moment. We're trying to develop some new games here at the Mark and Kim Show.
Tomato, tomahawk, tomato hawk.
Where did you get the Tombras Group, by the way? One of
PR agencies known
here in Knoxville. I didn't spell Tombras.
I know, but...
And I spelled tomato. I mean, I talked up tomato, and you couldn't tombrubius. So if it's a bit, if this is something you'd like to hear in the future, that's just a sampler. It worked out exactly how I hoped. If you want to hear it, text us 865-656-7827. I'm serious. Pause the podcast right now. Go to your texting, text us, yes, no, hold on, do you need to defend Kim on this?
You
go ahead.
You don't need to defend me. I'm just like, how did I get T-O-M-B-R?
All right, you're talking softly, and we're recording.
Yeah, so. I know. I'm talking to myself, though.
Well, I guess when you start answering yourself is the problem, because that's what my wife talks to herself, but then I hear her answer her own questions.
That's good. You know you're going to get an answer.
Well, I thought the whole problem, like when you said, I'm just talking to myself. Oh, okay, and then the old comeback was, well, as long as you don't answer yourself.
Yeah, I know.
But my wife, she talks to herself and answers her questions.
I was just trying to talk myself through it because I don't know how, I don't know, tomato and tomahawk.
So maybe I can write up a few more of those and we can have some fun with it. Call it Careless Spelling with Kim Hansard. I'll give a description of a word and then spell a different word to her and see if she can concentrate hard enough.
So I only get a point if I actually spell what you're trying to get me to spell?
You know, this is not a competition.
No, it's always a competition.
If you're playing against yourself, like you talk to yourself.
But it's always a
there's
competition.
There's no scoring, Kim.
There has to be scoring.
If you need scoring, that's fine.
I need scoring.
Whatever. All right, tab open. Brody Jenner, who's famous for just being... Brody Jenner. Was he on The Hills, I guess, some TV show? He's as well known for that as just being Bruce Jenner's kid.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he the one that called Lindsay Lohan firecrotch?
No, that was the other scion of some last name Davis. Like there was a billionaire named Marvin Davis.
Well, I thought it was Brody.
And it was his son that was part of the paparazzi bullshit for a long time. You don't hear much about him anymore.
Hmm.
That's not him. This is Brody Jenner. When Frank Murphy and I... When he was part of the show back in the day, did the American Idol thing, the finale, mm-hmm. the year after or before you and I did. I can't remember which one it was. He and I went out there. We were invited to a party at producer David Foster's house.
It was after because I was home having Eli be born.
Okay. David Foster's house, music producer now married to Catherine McPhee,
mm-hmm.
formerly married to Brody Jenner's mother, Linda Thompson, who was the ex of Elvis, who was married to David Foster at the time, who then divorced, and it's just passing around of people in Malibu. So Brody Jenner drinks his wife's breast milk in his coffee. Thumbs up, thumbs down, breast milk, someone else's breast milk.
His wife's breast milk, though, right?
Well, it's actually his fiancée, soon to be his wife, and he's holding up like a baggie that has the words breast milk on it, or one word, breast milk. And next to him, drinking a cup of coffee where he had poured the breast milk into it and says, delicious.
No, that's still gross.
It's a bodily fluid. It's someone else's bodily fluid. That bodily fluid is produced for someone that is directly related to that person, that woman, that man, that mother, sorry, that woman, by blood and genetics.
And life-sustaining.
Yes.
You know, it's
and my wife, my daughter, who is currently producing a shit ton of breast milk, stores it in the freezer for when the baby needs breast milk and she's not around.
Yeah.
We'll warm it up and we'll feed it to her out of a bottle. Never has my son-in-law said to himself, you know, running a little short on creamer.
Let's just use some of this.
Let me just use some of this. This is wrong and disgusting, right? It's wrong and disgusting, right?
I think it's wrong and disgusting.
And is it the only bodily fluid that they participate in, having fun with, if you will?
Mm. I mean, I don't know.
It's a bodily fluid. It's a bodily fluid.
Who am I to say what they can or she can do with her breast milk if she won't? If she thinks
who are you
it's
to
okay?
say that? You're somebody who's doing a morning show.
Yeah, so
someone who can comment on it because you're making a judgment on it.
Okay, well, personally, if that's what they want to do in their
household. We're not talking about them. We're talking about you.
Okay. Would I do it?
Would you do it? Your baby mama's going to give birth at some point.
But who's to say I'm running late one morning and I accidentally grabbed the wrong cup and put it in my coffee?
No, accidentally is totally different than purposely holding it up and it says breast milk
and
bragging about it.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Can I piggyback on that? Because there's a story that this couple actually. This woman actually breastfeeds her husband and says it's the best thing for their relationship.
No.
Now,
directly from the source.
I have been on the receiving end of accidental expression in a, let's just say, intimate moment.
Yeah.
When things began to leak and at one point sprayed a little bit.
But it wasn't on purpose, right?
It certainly wasn't on purpose, and it had me rolling out. Straight for the shower.
Okay.
That's different.
But that's different. This couple says, her name, she says.
Doesn't matter.
She says, there's nothing wrong with breastfeeding my husband. I actually love the bond. It helps me out and it finishes off the job.
So is he into infantilism? Is that what it's called? Is that the fantasy where you're in baby diapers and a baby bond?
No.
Like the man is the baby. That's a kink.
They said there's.
You understand that's a kink.
No, I understand. Okay. I know people are into all sorts of kinks, but they said they've never done anything like this before, never wanted anything like this, but said it's a new way of bonding.
It's said
disgusting. They've been doing it since 2017.
Disgusting.
When the two went on a cruise and her breast became large after she forgot her breast pump. And her husband.
Now you got my attention. Go ahead.
And her husband stepped in to give her some relief. And as a matter of fact, he says that.
There's ways to relieve.
And says now breastfeeding him is a necessity. The couple encourages other married
necessity
couples.
Necessity to what?
To always give it a try.
Necessity to what?
To
the strength of their marriage?
To their bond or whatever.
No, you can bond in other ways.
So, but now
there's
I'm
genitalia
like,
to bond with.
Yeah.
Well, no, right. I agree. But it says that this has made them closer than ever. They've been doing it since 2007. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's right there for it. Well,
so what became what was something that was just like a one off, so to speak, has now become something that they engage in.
It's not
on
a
the
two
regular.
Off. He's not going Did back they, and forth
well,
between the two.
No.
A two
you know
off?
What I mean? Just to step in to give her
off?
Relief.
Do they do it publicly or just in private?
No, just in private. I mean, it's not. It's just part of their repertoire.
And
I guess.
The
part
word
of their what
repertoire.
The word you were looking for was autonepiophilia, I believe.
You believe? It's either right in front of you or it's not.
It says adults pretending to be babies.
Yeah. Say it again.
Autonepiophilia.
Sure.
Autonepio?
There you go.
Kim Nepio. You drive this around. Some people call it a car. It's spelled AUTONIPIPHOBIA.
Autonepio. Nepophilia. Autonepiophilia.
It might be a game. This might be a game. I don't know. All right. And let's close this thing out here. I have no idea how much time it is, and I don't care. geography.
Oh, gosh.
We
have run the gamut today.
If it's your day in the barrel.
Is it every day lately?
I'm going to ask you. U.S. territory or not?
Okay.
U.S. territory or not? I know you've come across the same story that I had recently where Puerto Rico has added USA to the driver's licenses because people didn't know that Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Okay.
Do you know?
It is part of the United States, yes.
You know that because you've just recently seen the headline.
I saw it. But I knew, but I did know that anyway.
2 days ago.
But I did know that anyway.
You knew that Puerto Rico
is
a U.S. territory.
Yes.
How about if I run down the other U.S. territories or not?
Okay.
You tell me, U.S. territory or not.
Okay.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, territory or not?
Yes.
Yes! American Samoa, U.S. territory or not?
No.
I'll try that again. American Samoa.
Oh, American. Maybe it is.
Did you not hear me say American Samoa? Do you see what I say when she doesn't listen to the words that come out of my mouth?
I do.
She did not hear me say American Samoa.
You know what I was thinking? When I heard Samoa and Samoa because I thought of my husband who used to have a Samoa dog.
I said Samoan. American before I said Samoa.
I know, but I hear Samoan and I thought, oh, no, I started thinking about
American
Jake.
First.
But what stuck in my mind was Samoa, which is what my husband used to have, and it was a big dog, Jake, and he died, unfortunately.
So necessary to all this.
But
hey, Jen,
you
defend
asked
your
me
girl
how my mind is working.
Defend your girl for you don't not paying
have
attention.
You don't have to defend me. I'm just telling you how my mind works.
But I said American first.
Doesn't matter. Samoa is what stuck in my head.
The Bikini Atolls.
No.
Wrong.
Okay.
Guam, U.S. territory or not?
No.
Wrong.
Okay.
The Marshall Islands.
I don't even know where the Marshall Islands are. So I'm going to say no.
Wrong.
Okay.
Everything I've mentioned.
Has been, apparently.
Is an American territory.
Okay.
Especially.
The American Samoa.
American Samoa. She probably just thought that was a Girl Scout cookie.
I thought she was thinking of Jason Momoa. That's what I thought.
Momoa the Samoa?
Who is from Hawaii.
He's not American Samoan. There's a difference between Samoans and Hawaiians.
Yeah. But the Samoa.
Momoa?
Momoa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to defend Kim for not knowing the word American before
Samoa?
No,
I just figured her mind went to Jason Momoa.
No, it went to
Yes, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa. Puerto Rico, they're all American territories. Okay, I've had about all I can handle. Goodbye, everyone.